Hello and welcome to the Slow Bible Podcast. I'm so pleased you could join me today. We're praying with some verses from Isaiah chapter 42. As we enter prayer now, I invite us to prepare our hearts and minds to receive the Word of God. Whatever it is you do, to pause and become still. To refocus your scattered senses on God and become aware of the gift of God's loving presence with us. I'm going to take a couple of deep breaths. Father God, Lord Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, you are here. Would you open up our awareness of your presence with us so our ears and hearts can fully hear and receive the living Word of God. Invite us to pray today with the scripture from Isaiah chapter 42, verses 1 to 4. And we'll pray with this scripture using the prayer method, Lectio Divina. I'll read the scripture three times. The first time, I'm just going to read the passage so we become familiar with it. And then the second and third time, I'll ask you to listen out for something special, something that touches your heart. Behold my servant, whom I uphold, my chosen, in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the nations. He will not cry aloud or lift up his voice or make it heard in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, and a faintly burning wick he will not quench. He will faithfully bring forth justice. He will not grow faint or be discouraged till he has established justice in the earth, and the coastlands wait for his law. This time as you listen, listen for a word or phrase that stands out for you. What might God be offering you through these words? Behold my servant, whom I uphold, my chosen, in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the nations. He will not cry aloud or lift up his voice or make it heard in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, and a faintly burning wick he will not quench. He will faithfully bring forth justice. He will not grow faint or be discouraged till he has established justice in the earth, and the coastlands wait for his law. I invite you to spend a few moments reflecting on that word or phrase that stood out for you. What might God be offering you today in this moment? I will read the passage for a third and final time. This time, as you listen, listen for an invitation or something to discover. What is the Lord inviting you to know, to do, or to become today? Behold my servant, whom I uphold, my chosen, in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the nations. He will not cry aloud or lift up his voice or make it heard in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, and a faintly burning wick he will not quench. He will faithfully bring forth justice. He will not grow faint or be discouraged till he has established justice in the earth, and the coastlands wait for his law. I invite you to listen for God's invitation. And now I invite you to simply respond to God. Speak to God as you would a friend from your heart. Take this opportunity to share in an intimate conversation with God. And now I invite you to simply rest. Sit quietly in God's presence. Rest in God's love and simply receive from God. Father God, we thank you for your words of life to each of us today. We thank you for the seed of your living word. I pray that you would plant it in our lives. Keep bringing us back to it. Keep watering it and cause it to grow. In Jesus' name, amen. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen.